Hey, Russell, I played it just for you.
I really appreciate it. One of the most inspirational lyrics of our time.
I think so, don't you? I was moved. I don't know about you. Absolutely. Because, of course, last time you were on, you impressed me with your knowledge of the Wham! Rap. I don't know if you recall, but you were pretty good on the lyrics.
Thank you very much. My particular favourite lyric line in that is, maybe leather and studs is where you're at.
I think that says more about you, Russell, than it is. It does about the song. Okay, we'll probably leave that.
I can still recite the whole thing.
Okay, all right.
It's just been on, so you know, I wouldn't want to.
Well, I don't know. You see, I've just so happened to have a little clip here up my sleeve.
Oh,
do you fancy singing along? Go on.
Go on then. Which bit is it?
Go on, Russell Watson and George Michael duet on the Wham! Rap. Hey, everybody, take a look at me. Come on, baby, you know you want to. Not have a job, but I have a good time. With the boys that I meet down on the line. I'm not doing this on my own, Russell. Who asked you to? You know this line.
Oh, dear.
Ready? Oh, you're not going to do it. Now, you're here to talk about this concert at the Congress Theatre in Eastbourne. Now, I got excited, Russell,
yes,
when I saw this. An intimate evening with. How intimate are we talking?
Exceptionally intimate.
Oh.
There's two seats left spare on the front row, and
oh,
I sit there for the whole evening.
Fabulous.
I don't sing, I just sit there.
Just sit there.
Yeah,
okay, well, I'm going to book the
people.
One next. I'm going to book the one next to you. And I imagine, you know, people still get to hear all of those fabulous songs that you're so well known for.
Yeah, well, the whole idea of the show was to kind of condense it and make it make us able to travel the show wherever we wanted in the United Kingdom, because I mean, in the past we've mainly just been, you know, we've visited the major cities in the UK and not been able to visit some of the smaller places. There's some real kind of hidden gems in the United Kingdom, some beautiful theatres that I've actually never been to before. I mean, one perfect example is we were recently in Buxton and the Opera House there, which I've never visited because, you know, basically my show is too big to take to an 800 or 900 seater venue, and it's, you know, fabulous night. And we've had so many of those on the tour that, you know, it's been fantastic. I mean, the one downside is it is a heck of a lot of work. You know, we've taken on 80 concerts this year.
Gosh, you must be shattered.
I'm pretty tired.
I bet you are.
But, you know, I give a wham, give a damn, you know.
Exactly. If ever you're feeling
a
little bit tired.
Don't give a damn.
Exactly. If ever feeling a little bit tired in the dressing room, just crank out the old Wham! Rap and you'll be back in the game. You mentioned, obviously, the big venues. You know, you're more used to playing. I love this fact about you. You've performed more times at Wembley than David Beckham and Michael Owen. That's a claim to fame.
Yeah, I've had some great times there at Wembley. I remember there was one particular year, it was 2002, where one newspaper reporter had put, Russell Watson, I think, has performed more times at Wembley than David Beckham.
Love
and,
it.
And it was actually true, but it was in the days where I was singing at a lot of the big games, you know, the FA Cup finals and the playoff finals. And I remember there was one particular time, because I'm a Manchester United fan, and the Manchester City fans know that, and I ended up singing at a playoff final between Manchester City. I can't remember who they were playing, but it was to get into the Premiership.
Awkward.
It was. And I remember I got a fantastic reception at that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Yeah, I can only imagine.
And then, of course, I had to hang my head in shame as I walked into the stadium to watch the match. And then after, you know, several comments from various people, I thought, you know what, I think I might just go home.
Yeah, maybe not do that gig again.
Yes.
Maybe not. Turn that one down next time.
Oh, dear.
I didn't know you were such a dab hat at gardening. That was news to me.
Oh, did you see my little thing on Twitter?
On Twitter, yeah.
It's had quite an impact, that.
Yeah, I didn't know. I would never have pictured you out there with your gloves on.
Have me to- oh, I don't wear gloves.
Oh, you are hard.
I like naked hands.
Oh, naked hands.
Yeah. I like to feel the plants.
So what have you been planting recently?
Well, actually, it was more bush trimming yesterday.
Russell, now behave yourself.
I know everybody finds that highly amusing, don't they?
Behave yourself. You're naughty.
But I was. I had my little topiary shears out yesterday,
yeah.
And I was trimming my little curly
conifer. What sort of shapes do you go for?
Well, the one that I think if you do go onto Twitter that you can see is the curly one. I've got a curly conifer in a little pot.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah, there's matching ones actually,
and keeping them,
you know, in synergy with one another. It's a difficult task.
Of course it is, but one you do very well.
And I was all the conifers at the front of the house as well yesterday needed to be shaped as
very
well.
Very nice. And how are your dogs?
Yes. Well, the greyhound's fantastic. He's kind of, you know, he does what he does, and he's superb. But the little Shih Tzu that we have, she's taking on a rather interesting personality.
Oh, what does that? That's like a euphemism. Interesting in what way?
She's a little madam.
Oh, okay.
And she's actually the thing is, from an early age, so from, you know, only a few months old, she's picked up from the greyhound that if anybody comes to the door or anybody arrives at the house, the greyhound barks. But now what's happened is, it's hilarious, the greyhound just stays in its basket. Somebody knocks at the door and you can almost read the greyhound's mind going, go on, you get it, I can't be bothered today. So the little Shih Tzu that's the size of a handbag is running, you know, up to the door going,
love it. You must miss them when you're away touring.
Oh yeah, I do. I mean, that's, you know, again, that's one of the difficult things about the touring is,
and your family as well, of course. I mean, mention them. It's just about the dogs.
Yeah, but you know, I miss the dogs. I miss everybody, of course.
Yeah.
The dogs are very sweet because, you know, when you, like, the dogs are always there. If I come in at 3 a.m. in the morning, you know, the missus is upstairs fast asleep, but the dogs are waiting at the kitchen door for me, like, you know, with the tails wagging.
Lovely. you've won, what is it, 4 Classical Brit Awards. You've sold over 8 million records worldwide. I mean, what's next? What is there still left for you to achieve?
Well, I've been doing this now for almost 98 years, you know, Alison.
Yeah, I know. It won't be long until we start calling you the nation's sweetheart. Hey, it's only, you know, that's happening. That's only a few years away.
Well, there's one of my ambitions, actually, is to sing a bass baritone version of a very famous song.
The Wham rap.
No, it's not. Would you like me to sing it this morning?
Oh, yeah.
It will have to be bass baritone, though.
Okay.
Because I'm not tenor until around 7 o'clock in the evening.
Fair enough.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's a very, very famous and well-known song.
Mm.
It's always been my ambition to sing it live on air.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alison. Happy birthday to you.
Russell Watson, you have made one lady very, very happy. The only thing that could make that better is if you were to pop out of my birthday cake right now.
Here I come.
next year. Listen, have a fabulous time in Eastbourne, won't you?
Yes, I will.
At the Congress Theatre on Wednesday, the 27th of May. In the meantime, do look after your bush. Keep that topiary well trimmed. And I look forward to chatting to you again.
Okay,
very soon. Lots of love.
Bye-bye.
And you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. He actually sang happy birthday to me. Hello. When does that happen? Russell Watson sang happy birthday to me. Oh. Anyway, pull yourself together, love.